plug into the minds of the world's cutting-edge innovators, visionaries, and thought leaders who are rewriting the rules of sales and success. It's your time to make an impact. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast. Welcome back to the Selling with Love podcast. This is your host, Jason Mark Campbell. I have something very prescriptive and highly recommended as a powerful tool that we should all have in our back pocket, whether we are working directly in sales or running a business, especially at the beginning stages when you're really trying to make sure that you are clear on communicating what your offer is about and having consistency and structure on how you present yourself. Now, if you're getting started in sales, you're probably seeing a lot of content that might be targeting you on social media that might be related towards educating you on sales. Maybe that's even how you found out about this podcast and the messages of Selling with Love. But you probably hear people making recommendations on how to have that big success, six-figure business. And you might be hearing things of, you know, get the product launch formula or run this bulletproof webinar or learn how to make sales without having to do calls or become a high-ticket closer, learn to sell by chat. There's so many different vehicles and ways that you can approach how to do sales. But one thing that's very much in common with any of the message that you choose, whether that is by doing one-on-one calls in a group with a webinar or through chat, is that there's a series of questions that need to be answered in the back of the mind of every prospect whenever you're having these conversations. And what I'm going to suggest to you is actually a medium that allows you to prepare something that, regardless of the medium that you choose, by having this one thing prepared so powerfully will make you so much better at being able to communicate effortlessly whenever someone could say, could you tell me a bit more about what is it that you do and what you sell? See, being able to answer that on the spot is actually very powerful, especially if you're even going into networking events and people are asking you, you know, what do you do? We should have an idea of what our core messaging should be like. And what I'm going to recommend to you is to do an exercise where you actually take the time of putting together a slideshow. Yep, I'm taking you back to the slides. And if ever you've done group presentations in school and you were maybe going over slides, or maybe the fear of public speaking prevents you from even getting close to any tool like Keynote or PowerPoint, I'm telling you right now that just by putting together some PowerPoint slides or Keynote slides or Google slides, regardless of the tool you use, having a deck that presents what your big idea, what is your big offer, is going to be so good for you to not only be able to, on the spot, in any circumstance, be able to communicate in a structured way what is it that you do and how you do it, but it'll also make you so much more confident because you have to fill in the blanks and figure out everything when it comes to putting together a slideshow so that it can be coherent on the spot. Like, I want you to imagine something. As you're listening to this, you might have a great business idea, or you might be in the process of selling a product. And let's say you're in a sales role that is earned commission. Imagine for a moment, let's say I'll pick two avatar types of opportunities that might appeal to you regardless of who you are. But say that for some odd reason, you bump into Joe Rogan on the street, or, well, let's pick Oprah Winfrey on the street. And because they bumped into you, maybe they feel bad, or maybe they just see a spark in you and they're like, you know what? I would love to put you on my platform so you can share to millions of people what is it that you do. Now, the question that happens if this is the scenario is, would you be prepared to share something if that would happen? So you often hear the quotes such as luck favors the well-prepared. And this is one of those examples where if you aren't prepared, well, even if the best of luck does happen to you, we might find ourselves stumble. Or could you even imagine that you're like, oh my God, I'm so afraid, I don't know what I'd be talking about, that you pass on the opportunity. Whereas this opportunity could have brought you all of the clients ready to pay any dollars because you've gotten the attention, you've borrowed the trust, and now they just want to hear from you about, well, who are you? What do you do? What are you selling? Why is it important? These are all essential questions that people are going to ask themselves. And imagine you're given this golden opportunity. Then what is it that we share? So I want to share with you what would it look like if you actually took the time to prepare a slideshow. And most likely place that you could use this highly effectively would be in a webinar. And the beauty about doing a webinar is you get to teach a little and you get to make an offer. And I'm only going to show you an example of preparing slides for a webinar that only has 10 slides. I mean, we should be all able to put together 10 slides and stick till the end of the podcast. I'll have a nice little surprise for you. But if you had 10 slides and you wanted to put some ideas together, I want to walk you through what could be a powerful structure for those slides so you can communicate effectively whatever it is that you want to share with the world. The first two slides are going to be very, very simple, but you're going to have a little introduction slide, as all slideshows should have a little introduction that kind of just says who you are and what you're doing and the purpose of why you are here. Your second slide, again, very quickly, would be an agenda. What are you going to cover? Because it's always good to start every presentation with an expectation of what you're going to be covering in that presentation. With me so far? Nothing too strange here. As we move over to slide three, this is where you'd want to make an overview of yourself and or your company. Maybe it's just making sure people understand what the mission is, what's the vision, what are you in the business of, what do you do? And don't worry, I'll use an example after the end and this will all make sense. So we start with introduction, we move over to agenda, and then you go into a quick company overview. Now, a big mistake would be that a lot of us might feel so excited about sharing absolutely everything about ourselves or about our company, which is not the most important part. This should be done relatively quickly because nobody cares too much until you actually start telling them more about what you're going to do for them. But it's still an important aspect to establish authority. See, in a lot of my presentations, I will take the time to explain who I am and what have I been doing? What are my credentials? Where I've spoken on stage, I've written a best-selling book, I've worked for, you know, a company like Mindvalley for 9 years, been involved with them and done some product launches for millions of dollars. Like, all of this is very relevant. And so in this overview, you definitely want to earn the right to speak, because the person who is speaking speaks as heavily as what is being spoken, because you need to establish that authority. So, third slide, establish that authority. Your fourth slide would be to do an analysis of the market or an analysis of what's the current situation. If you're using the spin selling methodology, you'd call it situation, but rather you want to create context and justify why is it that your product or service even exists. And in this case, I'm going to use an example here because I do a lot of selling services, consulting, and I jump into companies and I get to help them elevate their number of sales in the process. A market analysis would be speaking in the terms of, we've noticed that a lot of companies make success, but realize they leave so much on the table because they haven't maximized on all the most modern sales effort, yet they exist. They don't have the capacity or time to look at what is the most effective, and they want to do it with integrity. That would be an example of speaking to what is happening in the market and the situation so that there's a purpose as to why you're even speaking about your solution, which brings us to slide five, where you actually want to take the time to identify the problem that exists. This is where you really start speaking about what are the common things that people are struggling with so that your solution is actually going to be relevant to the people that you're presenting to. We speak a lot about this in Love the Client part of the Selling with Love methodology, but again, here we would speak about how so many companies have went ahead and found one method to generate revenue, but don't realize that there's so many other ways that might be more effective and might make it less expensive for them to make every single sale in the process. They're trying to scale beyond a certain point, but they're limited by their sales system. Most people don't have the time to go into the nitty-gritty and become experts at everything related to automated sales or building the best sales team and process. And thus, these problems exist and they're not being handled, as you might be trying to calm 1,000 fires as you operate your business. See, this would be the problem listing that I would do. And in your case, regardless of the industry that you're in, you would take the time to list out problems. The reaction you're looking for here is to have people nodding their heads saying, yeah, I struggle with that too. And again, in your presentation, when you understand your customer, you should be able to understand their problems, because if you are presenting an offer, it should speak directly to solving those problems. Now, your sixth slides would be speaking about the potential solutions, right? The ways that you could solve these particular problem. Examples here would be actually listing ways that most people could actually go ahead and take advantage of digital advertising if they've never done so before, where it's very, very cheap if you have targeted ads. And when you do so, you can drive in more traffic at a low cost that you never had before, bringing new eyeballs to your business. That would be an example of a potential solution. You want to give value in this slide. If you're doing a presentation, you're revealing to them what are actions that they could take, but just as I mentioned before, most of the time people are not letting a problem exist because they don't know the solution, is because they're not prioritizing the solution. And so there's so many instances where I've noticed people might be afraid of sharing exactly what their blueprint is or their secret sauce, but most are not ready to even go through that solution because they haven't prioritized it. But the fact that you can share what it is in as much detail as possible actually puts you into a position of being perceived as someone that's even better to be selected amongst a crowd of people who are looking to offer their services of something that might be quite similar. Demonstrating value and providing those solutions ends up being a powerful part of your presentation every single time. So give ideas, provide solutions, tell them what it would look like when you actually start implementing these solutions, which is what happens in slide 7, where you actually start talking about the benefits more specifically. This is where you speak about any of the solutions you propose and really talk to the benefits, the impact that is happening in the people's lives when they implement those solutions. Again, in the case of going for some paid advertising campaigns, you can speak about the fact that most people are maybe trying to get some leads by doing SEO, or they're just trying to find some partnerships with people. But you know, if you miss a deal on a month, you might have low cash that single month. Or if your article doesn't rank, you can't have that predictability. And what happens when you start doing paid advertising to bring in some new leads is you can be in control and you know exactly what's coming in based on what you've put out. And that predictability is key in business. So you can have more time, more freedom, and more predictable revenue that is increasing month after month. So you see, now I speak more to the benefits of each solution. If you are presenting multiple solutions, then you could speak about each of the solutions and what benefits actually come out of doing the implementation of these. See, at this point, people need to imagine themselves that, wow, if I actually would prioritize solving this, this is what I could have in my life. And now maybe I should consider prioritizing it in the process. Which now that you have this vision painted in the minds of the people listening to you of what the solution could actually bring into their life, then you have to justify an important question they ask themselves, which is, all right, maybe I've made the decision to fix this problem, but why should I fix it with you? Which brings us to slide 8. Now, this is why you would speak, or this is exactly where you would speak about the benefits of doing business with you as opposed to any other competitor. This is where you want to speak about your unique selling points. This is why you want to make sure that you can reveal your expertise without necessarily fully revealing the product. You're trying to build it up first. And in this case, if somebody would be asking about, you know, working with us as opposed to any other competitor, I would be speaking around the lines that, hey, there's lots of people that can be out there helping you with increasing your sales, but I've noticed that a lot of them might be using techniques that just leaves a sour taste in your mouth. And what I would assume is you're trying to protect your brand, make sure that it is perceived highly, whether the people are buyers or they're just fans. And that's why bringing in place something like Selling with Love methodology not only is effective, but it also brings so much to your brand elevation inside your existing sales processes. We want every point of communication to leave a positive imprint on anyone that you touch. And that's at the core of everything that we deliver. And that's why you should be considering doing business with us as opposed to any other sales organization that might produce similar results, but you won't be able to measure at what cost. We make sure that there is no cost at the loss of your brand and your reputation. That's why you want to have a solution that is based from Selling with Love methodology. So here, you really want to speak about what makes you stand out and why to choose you over anyone else. What makes you the perfect person to deliver this product or service? Now, this slide is really key because we have to answer this powerfully. Because if you can't find the reasons why someone should choose you over anyone else, we need to find out what can we do to make ourselves indispensable. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean you need to go get some more skills. Perhaps we need to be more specific on who we serve and be so good at understanding them fully. A different example being that if you are targeting, say, a super specific niche, say, I have a few clients, they work with life coaching products, and when they get to be so understanding of a specific target market, such as Spanish-speaking expats living in Germany. And so when it comes to doing a why choose us, oftentimes the fact that you've chosen a target market so specific can be your competitive advantage. In the example that I state here, you'd be speaking around saying, listen, you could work with a lot of life coaches, but know that when you work with us, we understand your situation so much better because we specifically deal with Spanish-speaking expats that are living in Germany and dealing with the specific challenges of doing so. All of our clients do the same, and that's why we want to be able to help you in the process. no hablo español, so obviously I had to do that example in English, but I'm hoping you understand the message that if you don't have a secret sauce within your product that doesn't make you stand out from your competition, know that who you decide to target and understanding and caring for that target so much can be the competitive edge that you need to highlight. Which brings us to slide 9, the product reveal. This is where you present your irresistible offer. Now, we've had individuals like Alex Hormozi on the podcast who spoke more about this, but here is really where you would present exactly what you're offering, how it's offered, and all the things that they need to know so they can make a confident decision about doing business with you. So in the case of saying someone would love to join like the Selling with Love Accelerator, then I'd say, you know, for all the people that are limited in time, want to have that growth, but don't really know what to prioritize, the Selling with Love Accelerator is actually a 3-month journey where you work with myself and my team, where we present an entire series of content that you'll be able to publish into 3 months, where we take care of the video editing, the editorial, all of the copy, nothing that you need to do aside from showing up on camera and delivering your message. We're also going to craft the offer that is very clear and understood by your prospects so you generate much more sales in the process. And we get to do this so that you focus on being what you do best, which is being the expert. So you reveal the product and you go in as many details as you need so that people understand what the offer is about, which brings you to the last slide. Now, this is a very interesting one because you'll want to give a call to action, but you'd love to also give a social proof about what results they can expect once they move forward with your product. A case study of this such will be one of the most powerful slides that you can have at the end of your presentation, because after you've revealed your product, you would go along the lines of saying, I had a client, they were working as Reiki masters, and what happened is they started working with us, and the moment we started sharing these strategies and putting into place exactly what they need to do to get more results, their calendar got booked months in advance. And once they started doing this, they were so excited about doing all of the sales initiative, they never had resistance with selling anymore because they really understood that they were in the place to serve their customers and showing up fully for them. So now their calendar is full, they get to do the activities that feel good, and they sell still more effectively than others. Which brings us to the call to action that you would include on this slide, which would say, if you're interested in being a part of this, then I would love for any of you to contact me so that we can actually get on a one-on-one conversation, see if this product is right for you. I can only take 10 spots, and we'll have those conversations next week. And there you have it. As a quick recap, your 10 slides will be introduction, agenda, company overview, market analysis, identifying common problems, potential solutions, the benefits of your solution, why choose you, the reveal of the product, and a case study with a call to action. If you've enjoyed the process of understanding what a quick presentation looks like, I did promise a gift, and I will tell you in a moment. But first, just know that once you have this prepared, you don't need to be limited to 10 slides. You can definitely build this out as you go forward. And for me, I have my one master file of this presentation that I want to give, and my personal brand company overview expands with any case study that comes up or any new features that I do, being features in new publication, and I expanded that section. Any other place that I feel that I need more slides, I will expand on that section. And I have this master slideshow so that if I bump into Oprah or Joe Rogan and they ask me to come and do a presentation, well, I'm ready. And I'll get my message out to the world. And I would highly recommend that you get yourself ready as well. Now, what is this surprise I keep mentioning? Well, in fact, these 10 slides exist as a template. And for those of you who are already on the Selling with Love community, you'll see that we'll be posting up that template so you can download it. It's absolutely free, and you'll get a chance to fill in the blanks and have fun with your first presentation. If you've never put one together, this will be a jumpstart in your process. And if you're new to the Selling with Love podcast, know that we have a thriving community where we give tons of new insights, we offer support, and we have freebies such as what you just are going to be receiving today. Simply go to facebook.com/groups/sellingwithlove, or click in the show notes. We'll have a link available for you, and you will be able to get a copy of those slides for yourself. And with that, you will be well equipped to have a concise message communicated in actual repetition. And for those who are a little further along in your business journey, know that this is a very powerful thing that you can use as you start to train other salespeople to make sure that they tell your message in a consistent way. So although it is powerful at the beginning, it continues to be powerful as you grow, because you will always need to make offers. You will always have to communicate what you do for who and how you're going to deliver it. And having this blueprint ready, I'm so excited that you're going to have this step checked off and improving over time. Go out there and keep selling with love, and I'll see you in the community. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast.